Welcome, everybody. Share number 1308, and the writing is share number 460, 460. Okay, so a while back we spoke about the halachas of making a bracha of al natil sidayim in conjunction with washing for bread. We spoke about the various different halachas of washing for bread and how that works. And many people were, you know, asking at that time, how does it work in conjunction with washing in the morning, negelvasser, the bracha of al natil sidayim for bread, and then you have the bracha of al natil sidayim in the morning. Is there a difference in halacha? How do we work it? What are the differences in reference to negelvasser? So this was Hashem, we'd like to learn the halachas of Al Natil Sidayim, the same bracha of Al Natil Sidayim in conjunction with when one wakes up in the morning and then they have to wash their hands for Negelvasser. The bracha is exactly the same, but in other words, when you're washing for bread, it's the same bracha al natil sidayim, and when you're washing in the morning for negelvasser, it's the same bracha. So it's exactly the same bracha, but due to the fact that it's in two totally different circumstances, the halachas are totally different. They're different halachas for the one that's the washing for bread in reference to that bracha of al natil sidayim, and for the al natil sidayim in the morning. Okay, so to start off, as soon as a person wakes up, Bezras Hashem, they have to recite Moedah Ani, actually before they get out of bed, and as Hashem, so a lot of people ask also, do I have to wash Negelvasser before Moedah Ani? So the thing is like this, since Hashem's name is not mentioned in Moedah Ani, in Moedah Ani you don't say Hashem's name, and that when you say it in the morning, and so therefore, since Hashem's name is not mentioned in that prayer, in that recital, it may be recited even though one's hands have not yet been washed bechlal. Whether it had been washed for the ruach ra, which we'll talk about, we're going to see that it's actually machloikis, what the washing of negelvasser is. Well, not the machloikis, it's two different reasons. But be it as it may, bottom line is, even though one did not wash their hands yet, they would be allowed to recite Moedah Ani, and you have to recite Moedah Ani before you get out of bed. In other words, not lav dafka when you get out of bed, but upon awakening. The bottom line is, upon awakening, one should recite the following prayer, which is Moedah Ani, and thanking Hashem for the return, for returning his neshama gezuntahet. So it's basically upon awakening. Now, moving on. So that's, we're not getting into those halachas. It's just a side note. But be it as it may, so after that, then one moves on from there, getting into the negelvasser, which we'll talk about the washing and making the al natil sidayim, and we'll see how that works. So to start off the halachas, there are two basic reasons why we wash our hands in the morning. In other words, why do I have to wash my hands in the morning when I wake up? What's the story, right? What are the reasons? So we have, number one, you have the Rush and the Rajba, and they're both brought down in the Mishabura, where he explains basically, there are two famous shitas brought down. The Rush, according to the Rush, it's explained that, he explains that during sleep, one's hands move about, and avoidably they touch different parts of the body which are not clean. In other words, covered parts of the body. You touch covered parts of the body, you have to wash your hands, whether it is before making a bracha, whether it is before learning, whatever the case is. But before you're saying Hashem's name, you have to wash your hands. So therefore, one must wash their hands before reciting the morning davening. Now, that's one reason for the actual, quote-unquote, what we call negelvasser. And now the Rajba writes, the Rajba's reasoning that Mishabura brings down is based on the verse of Chadoshim Labakarim Rabba Munasecha, that basically that every morning a person is a new creation, and the faithful, because of the faithfulness of, well, actually, the translation in English is, your faithfulness is great. It's a pasuk in Eicha, actually, which means that each morning we're renewed, we're created, we're recreated actually anew. And because of this, this tells us the Rashba that this is the reason, different than the Rash, this is the reason, says the Rashba, that why we wash negelvasser, which means that each morning we're created anew. Therefore, our duty is, we have to go and thank Hashem who created us in his glory, which the Mishabura talks about, and so on. And so like this, we could go ahead and serve him. Now, we're going to see. Now, we'll get a little bit more into the reasonings as we go, and we'll see how these two different reasonings actually come into play al pi halacha in various different circumstances as we go down the road. I just wanted to start off with the introduction, and we'll move on from there. Okay, thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tov.